Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to A Sadhu Shares. Okay. I'm gonna do my tuning in chant. There's so much to talk about. All right. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom. It's within me. It's within all of us, all of you, all of us together. We only help each other. We're stronger together. Gosh, so much has happened in this last week. I was so hopeful last Tuesday on my radio show, Election Day. And just been through, my gosh, just such a wide range of emotions. I'm actually feeling pretty good now. Part of me is still kind of in shock about the whole thing, but have gotten some really lovely messages around what's going on and helping understand. Read some other some folks' blog posts. I got one yesterday, and actually the angels were telling me to. Right after the chant, to go ahead and do another chant, and actually, this is a chant that I just was reading is for the mantra for chaos, and so I just thought, oh my gosh, that is so perfect because we're just it feels like that I think right now, so much craziness. So anyway, the chant is Aung San Vaheguru. I'll chant it for just a few times, and how they transcribe the meaning of it is the dynamic, loving energy of the infinite source of all is dancing within my every cell and is present in my every limb. My individual consciousness merges with the universal consciousness. And so I just love that. So anyway, I'll chant that a little bit, and then I'll dive in. Aung San Vaheguru, Aung San Vaheguru, Aung San Vaheguru, Aung San Vaheguru. Aung San Vaheguru, Aung San Vaheguru, Aung San Vaheguru, Aung San Vaheguru. Aung San Vaheguru, Aung San Vaheguru, Aung San Vaheguru, Aung San Vaheguru. So, gosh, where to start? So I felt this deep, deep, I just sobbed and sobbed and sobbed last Tuesday night and didn't sleep. And I had just gotten such a clear message that the Donald was not going to win and the election. And so then it was a lot of really shifting within myself. And, you know, that's okay. And so now I've gotten these, I've read some beautiful messages about how so I've been talking all along about this healing crisis we're in, and we are still, but I guess what I didn't get is that it was even deeper and needed more dynamite than I had realized, and perhaps as a white privileged person that is, you know, just for me, how I was seeing it. So what, it's just shaking everything up. So actually I'm going to read my blog post because, it actually, talks a little bit about this and then I'll see what else is supposed to come through. Dear ones, my guides, the beings, and my other team, Michael J. Lincoln, now in another dimension, and Archangel Michael, the calling themselves the M&Ms, have been wanting me to sit down to share a message. We are feeling so much joy at the reaction by many to this shift in your 3D world. Many of you are going towards love. Many of you are going towards service. Many of you are going toward being a beacon of light. Many of you are going towards finding more joy in your life. Yes, 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 yes. We are all shaking our pom-poms and putting sparkles upon you. Elizabeth keeps hearing Mother Teresa saying, I was once asked why I don't participate in anti-war demonstrations. I said that I will never do that, but as soon as you have a pro-peace rally, I'll be there. And it is so lovely to see you all rallying towards peace and joy and seva service. This shakeup is a divine inspiration. This shakeup is shaking folks up in a big way and helping to create connections, helping to create uncomfortableness, helping those of privilege to see what needs to change, helping those of complacency to feel that pee under their mattress and know they must do something about it. Oh, beautiful humans, please also know that everyone does their service in their work in divinely different ways. Follow your joy, follow your peace, follow your love. One friend of Elizabeth's is going to spend some time in a preschool. Another friend feels called to sponsor a Syrian family. The time now is not by the book. We are all writing a new book, and the key is following your joy. No need to wallow in the suffering and harrowing adventures of the news. You must follow your joy in order to help yourself and therefore help others. Remember the oxygen mask. Find your joy, then help others find theirs. And it is not even a concentrated effort so much as it is just flowing those breadcrumbs to wherever they may lead you. Joy, 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 joy. Feel this in your body. If you're not quite sure what you are to do, practice a bit. Shall I sponsor a family? How does that feel in your body? And this is not about shoulds. This is about joy. Elizabeth has been thinking about teaching kids how to meditate and using some movement along with it. Elizabeth is helping to organize a couple of dance weekends. That brings her huge joy. We feel that you get the picture. We love you immensely and with great joy, the beans and the M&Ms. Just a little postscript. The beans often include Archangel Michael, my spirit guides, dolphin guide, Mother Mary, Jubal, all the incarnations of Yeshua. They are a roving band. So, anyway, you know, I posted this out. I don't know if I've had one person who is a very close friend of mine say they got it. And this is where I really wish my dear Michael, although he is with me right now, he and the M&Ms are here. And I just always loved talking things, reading this stuff to him or sharing my radio show and talking with him. He'd always listen to the show and then we'd talk afterwards. And, he was always so supportive and so encouraging. And I know there's a lot of shifting going on. There's a lot of change. One of the other things that came to me so strongly is this situation is really, really helping me to be very, very present. And I realized that that's because if I try to think ahead, I mean, frankly, I don't know what's going to happen. It feels a little scary because of the new administration, but it freaks me out enough that I don't want to go there. And really, frankly, I don't know what's going to happen. So then it pulls me right back into being in this present moment, which, okay, what a beautiful blessing to be in my heart, be in this present moment. I had another situation come up in the last couple of days where there's this thing that came from during the Nazi occupation of Norway, where they would wear, I've heard a couple things, a paperclip or a safety pin, just a very everyday innocuous object to show their solidarity, to show they were an ally, to show their connection and their love and kind of the safety-ness of, like, you can be safe with me. And so a lot of people are starting to wear safety pins now. So I was feeling really called to do that. And then, of course, and I read a couple different articles. One was awesome. It was about just have a plan, you know. What are you willing to do, you know? Are you willing to, you know, basically kind of like, are you willing to give your life, you know, or are you willing to have your kids involved, you know, that kind of thing. It's just thinking a little bit about what happens if you're in a situation where you need, you know, feel called to help. If you got the safety pin on, it's like, okay, be ready to help then. It's not just a symbol. So I love that article. It was awesome. But then I read another article written by a white man who is, he says he's bisexual. And basically just ripping white people a new one. Oh, that's just going to make you feel better. And what's the point? And kind of felt like, and you all suck, you know. And so, you know, my beautiful Facebook community, I wrote, you know, I was feeling really kind of angry about the whole thing because it kind of feels like nothing's ever right. And, you know, was kind of questioning, okay, what's the right thing to do, blah, 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 and feeling kind of angry about it because I actually have lost, oh, I think I've been laid off 3 or 4 times and fired once because I won't shut up when I was working because I speak up for the underdog. I talk about racism. I talk about white privilege. I talk about feminism, and people don't want to hear about it. So anyway, you know, I wore a turban for years, was yelled at, was not waited on at restaurants, was ignored, et cetera, et cetera. Now, granted, I know I could take that turban off and pass, and I certainly have plenty of white privilege, but I also grew up in a family where basically I raised myself. My parents were just so not present. They were so wounded, they couldn't really do anything. And my brother was the troublemaker and the one getting in trouble, and so basically he got the attention. And anyway, I'm not whining. I'm just saying I've had my share of shit in my life, too, and I've worked hard to get to where I am. So I want to be an ally, and I want to do the right thing. So anyway, with all that said, what came out of all of it was, okay, here I am back to kind of the news. I haven't read, watched, listened to the news in over 30 years, and it's the same thing with Facebook. I immediately must tune in and see, am I supposed to read this article or not? And really, what does my heart tell me to do? Because I notice that if I get off my heart track, if I get off what my heart is whispering for me to do, then I get angry and depressed because if I'm not following my heart, what's the fucking point, right? So that was a really lovely aha for me. And also, you know, a lot of people chimed in. I'm wearing my pin and, you know, kind of like do what you feel called to do. And so I so appreciated the lovely friends who chimed in on that one. Thank you so much. Again, it's so funny doing this show because I kind of feel like I'm speaking out into this vacuum. And I know I so appreciate, I know there are a few people who do listen, and thank you for that. And I know a lot of it's for me. You know, I'm doing a lot of healing and just living my life of joy, you know, figuring out what I'm to do. And I know I'm getting involved in more dance camp work, which is interesting. I'm helping doing some social media work for somebody. Some of it's volunteer, some of it maybe not volunteer, I'm not sure yet. And life, I have a fabulous, beautiful life, and I'm going to be very present and just let things unfold. I mean, this 3D world really needs to get blown up a bit, you know. There's too much complacency. We have just, especially as a white person, I mean, I get the female thing, although you kind of get used to it, so then you don't notice it as much. I'm not a person of color. Well, I used to joke and say that I was pink, you know. But I can't begin to understand the depths of horribleness that some people have experienced, you know, the racism. So I love it that people are speaking up. People who I hadn't heard from before are speaking up. I'm connecting with people who I didn't even know, and I'm reconnecting and connecting deeper with people I do know. And I started a Facebook group called the Love and Joy Revolution, and this is where it's at. To me, this is focusing on the love. I mean, for some people, it's you know, I'm going to march on Washington, and I'm going to do this or that, and that's totally great. It's like, where is your joy? That's what you're going for, and that's how this thing will shift, you know. And we just don't know what's going to happen. So, but if we focus on that, it's just going to make us more crazy and more hysterical. So I'm just not going to get into where I just don't know what's going to happen. And as I was saying to a friend yesterday, I couldn't plan stuff. Like, I got fired from my last job, and frankly, I would have never I never would have asked for that, but it was one of the best darn things that ever happened to me. Okay, so now the lady just told me I have 10 seconds left. So I said I had a lot to talk about. Anyway, I'm sending you all so much love to everyone, including the Donald and all the people out there, all the haters and all that. It doesn't matter. Everybody needs love. So I'm sending so much love to myself and to everyone, and many, many blessings upon you.